More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
It's a KGYM afternoon holiday tradition unlike any other. It's the airing of the grievances. I know you've got them. What are they? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelkamp Show.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
406, welcome in. That is the one and only Darlene Love bringing us in, along with the one and only Frank Costanza. It's not December 23rd, it's December 22nd, but we will have a Festivus celebration as we do every year here. Well, we don't do it every year on the Todd Brabelkamp Show because it hasn't existed in its current form until this very year, but it is an afternoon tradition. I don't care how many other people try to claim that they do this as well or do it, but no one does it better. You guys know that from listening to the program. We've been doing it here for a long time, the airing of the grievances, and we're going to sandwich them in around a number of things going on today. Friday, of course, means love it or leave it if you're a longtime listener to the program. Coming up, bottom of the hour, though, we're going to catch up with the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, the one and only Gary Dolphin, who has been medically cleared to travel to New York to call the Pinstripe Bowl next Wednesday. For those who may not be aware, there may not be a bigger New York Yankees fan in Eastern Iowa than Gary Dolphin. And I thought originally when I heard the news that he had injured himself and may not be able to make the bowl game, I thought, man, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit in the radio broadcast booth at Yankee Stadium for Dolph to call an event there. He is going to make the trip now, and we will hear from him. I don't know whether he is in Sioux Falls tonight at the Sanford. I think he is.
I believe I saw a tweet from him earlier today that he was there.
Iowa men are on the road for a neutral site game tonight at the Sanford Pentagon, taking on Colorado. That is not even the, well, technically it's across the border of the Missouri River, so I can say it's not in the state, so Number 9 Xavier, you and I, easily the biggest men's basketball game in the state of Iowa tonight. We'll have that one for you, by the way, you and I listeners, coming up later on this evening. Big-time showdown between the Panthers and the Musketeers. We're going to be ducking out a little early tonight on 107.5 FM, our North Gym, so you'll have us until 5:50, 1600 AM listeners, as well as those who tune in on 106.3 in Iowa City. You're going to have us all the way to 7 o'clock. Spencer Petras, possible future quarterback of the Iowa Hawkeyes, is going to be our guest at 6:05 tonight. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com joins the program for the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his crew in business for 14 years. Got Steve's Christmas card in the mail today here at the building, addressed to myself and a couple others. And he made the decision, as did I. People don't want to see pictures of you. They want to see pictures of the family and pictures of the kids. So it was a Steve Anderson-less Christmas card this year once again. And ours went out. Our family Christmas cards went out earlier this week. Just a picture of the kid. No one wants to look at pictures of mom and dad. And ain't that the truth? 319-366-1600. Lots to get to. A ton of news going on in the sports world. Got a couple bowl games being played today, including a guy that we saw at Kinnick Stadium way back in September, who I thought he looked good to the trained eye, even though his numbers weren't that great in Iowa, easily dispatched of Wyoming. But if this is Josh Allen's last game as a Wyoming Cowboy, I think he's making some money for himself. The Wyoming quarterback still expected to be one of the first quarterbacks to go off the board in the upcoming NFL draft. They're playing in the famous Idaho Potato Bowl against Central Michigan, a school whose uniform and color scheme is sort of close to white. They're both wearing yellow. They both have a dark secondary color, and the game is being played on blue turf. It's quite disgusting.
Well, this is the second game of the
day. That's a grievance.
Where both teams you struggle to tell them apart. I don't know if you caught any of the Bahamas Bowl, but UAB took on Ohio.
I don't think UAB caught any of the Bahamas Bowl.
No, they definitely didn't. But both of their uniform color schemes are very similar, so you just had to, okay, which team is which? And as Scott Unash pointed out, that's become a little bit of a bad side effect of the new rush to have all these new uniforms. Sometimes you don't know who's playing.
I'm glad you brought up Scott Unash, because earlier today, for those of you who haven't been listening to local programming here, we had our KGYM staff gift exchange. Yesterday we did the whole building, and we do it white elephant style. This year we drew names and bought a gift for one individual person, and Alex may or may not have killed that tradition for future years to come, because he used some connections with Coon's dad to get Scott Unash. These are hospitality passes to the, is this the PGA Championship or the U.S. Open?
PGA Championship.
PGA Championship coming to the St. Louis area.
Belrive Country Club.
And everybody else spent in the neighborhood of $20 to $25. And technically you didn't spend anything, so technically it fell within the purveyance of the rules, but... Our poll question today, trying to have a little fun here the last show before we're off for an extended holiday break and the Pinstripe Bowl. Did Alex Coon kill any and all future KGYM gift exchanges? Yes or no? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. And don't let the fact that places like Emil's Hideaway are busy this time of year with holiday parties keep you from checking them out. They will always make time for you. And I said this yesterday in the 6 o'clock hour. I want to say it again off the top of the program. A big shout out to all of the delivery drivers who are listening right now. A large portion of the listenership here locally, I know, are people out driving around, and that includes folks in the UPS and FedEx trucks, postal delivery workers. I actually don't know whether it's against their rules to be listening. I am assuming that they can listen to the radio while they're out delivering the mail. But we had somebody ask yesterday, do pizza drivers count? And I say, yeah, why not? If you're delivering any, if you're a delivery driver of anything this time of year, a tip of the cap to you at 4:13 on a Friday. I almost said Thursday. Here's the deal. Next week, Monday is Christmas. We're not going to be on for local programming there. On the 26th, which is Tuesday, there will be a gym class, and then I will be calling in from New York City in the 4 o'clock hour, but we're not calling at the Todd Brommelkamp Show. I'm just calling in, and I'm talking to Mark and Kyle back here in Eastern Iowa for about an hour. I won't talk the entire hour. I know some of you will find that hard to believe, but I'll check in from New York City. We'll have a little bit of Kirk Ferentz audio. I know there's a Boston College expert that'll be lined up for that time as well. And then Wednesday, which is December 27th, the day of the Pinstripe Bowl, there will be an abbreviated gym class, which will sort of be a pregame show. And then at 3:30, I think they will switch over to the ESPN feed of Iowa and Boston College. And then if all goes well, good Lord willing, I will be back on the ground in the Midwest at about 7:30 a.m. Thursday, the 28th. And I will be on the air at 4 o'clock on Thursday the 28th. So that's the next full edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way. Alex is going to be gone all week next week. He's going to be hanging out at the... Do you tailgate all week for the Liberty Bowl?
No.
It's not until Saturday. What are you doing?
Well,
drinking that Hawkeye vodka,
yeah,
is what you're doing.
Just took the final four vacation days of the year and piggyback that with Christmas. We're going to celebrate Christmas in St. Louis and then head down to Memphis on the 28th, actually. So I'll get down there and then I'll join the gym class, I believe, that afternoon.
Here's the deal. Normally, we take the airing of the grievances on December 23rd. That is the traditional day to celebrate Festivus, which is a holiday that came to light through the television show Seinfeld, for those of you who may not be aware. I think most people understand the concept. It's a made-up holiday, but it's something that a lot of people have taken and run with. Well, the 23rd is on Saturday this year, so what are we to do? Well, we're We're taking your grievances now. A big part of Festivus, in addition to the aluminum pole and the feats of strength and the traditional meal of meatloaf, is airing of the grievances. It's actually how Festivus starts. And so what we do is we give you the phone number, 319-366-1600, and we open the phone lines. We allow you to air any and all grievances that you may have. They can be sports-related. They can be life-related. Don't make them too serious. Don't do anything that's going to get me in trouble, please. That's all I ask of you, and we have yet to have that happen in any of the years doing this. Maybe you're an Iowa State fan who's upset about having to go play Memphis in the Liberty Bowl. I don't know. A grievance. There you go. Iowa fans don't want to go to New York. Whatever. 319-366-1600. The segment is, of course, what you make of it. And other people will do it, and other people will say that it was their idea. We've been doing this here. I've been doing this here for a number of years. What's bothering you? 319-366-1600. I have a very specific one.
Me too.
To mention. He is about a year and a half old and kept me up from about 12:30 until 4:30 this morning. I'm airing my grievance with my son, who probably isn't listening right now. But I don't know which one of us finally fell asleep first. All I know is that I woke up, I was on my left side, I was facing the wall, and he was on me using my stomach as a pillow. He was sort of had climbed up on me in the middle of the night and was passed out on me. And then I finally threw him back in. I say threw him. I gently laid him back in his... Well, if you threw him, he would wake up. And nobody's that stupid. Gently laid him back in his crib in the hopes that I could get 2.5 to 3 hours of unmolested sleep. And of course, that's not what happened because he still cries out in the middle of the night occasionally when the pacifier falls out. And so here I sit airing my grievance. 319-366-1600.
It bothers me. This is also very specific, and I don't know why it bothers me. But when people dye their hair, whether it's a man or a woman, actually this is mostly women, when they dye their hair and then claim that their hair color is the color that they dyed their hair. Someone who is a redhead who dyes their hair blonde is not blonde. They are a redhead. That's just, it's always bothered me. I don't know why. It's very specific. But I don't wear a cop uniform on Halloween and claim to be a cop.
Yeah, don't do that at Kinnick Stadium. They'll send out a memo. Don't dress as law enforcement or game officials. Don't confuse anybody. So if somebody were to, say, have gray hair and they dyed their hair red, that would bother you.
No, it doesn't bother.
If somebody said, I'm a natural redhead.
Yes, that would bother me.
No, you're not.
No, you're
not. 75 years old and gray. That's sort of the point here. 319-366-1600.
And also,
it can be anything. It doesn't have to be sports related. You can call up and complain about this show for all I care. Many of you are using the Hertin and Stocker text line to air your grievances. Where is the fun in that? That in itself is a grievance inside of a grievance. Speaking of the phone number, by the way, 319-366-1600, you're going to have an opportunity to use that today to take home a $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa. They've got two locations, and you can stop in, pick up a last-minute stocking stuffer for a special person in your life, or you can, I guess, try to take home the final $50 gift card that we have here, although with it being the 22nd, it would kind of be difficult to get it to you in time to stuff someone's stocking. 319-366-1600. 0127. His grievance, their grievance. There's a grievance for you women out there. I have a tendency to say he every time I see a phone number. The NFL, which still doesn't know what a catch is. That's a hell of a grievance. And it's one that, maybe we talked about last night, maybe Vince McMahon is going to try to solve.
Are you still?
I reached out to my former co-host last night and I shared that story with him. I said, the XFL is coming back, baby. and he was very excited. 319-366-1600. You know what? Cyclone Tim, I'm going to do this. I was going to have Kyle hang up on you, but that's not in the spirit of the holidays. I'm still smarting over the Packers playoff tickets joke, but we'll see. We'll play the game this weekend, and maybe Brett Hundley shows up and leads Green Bay to a Rodgers victory here. But Cyclone Tim, what's your grievance?
I'm sorry, Todd. That was just the holiday season. I had to get that one out there about the Packers. So good luck to them next year. I have a couple grievances. Can I share them both with you real quickly?
The more the merrier.
Well, it's a grievance for you then. There's people that share multiple grievances. One is sports related. The Cyclones, the refereeing is just horrible. Between the catch that wasn't against West Virginia and the debacle of human decency that was the K-State game, I'm sure a lot of Cyclone fans share that grievance. And then the other one's not sports related, and I just want to find out if you guys feel the same way about this. But if I'm in an open area with a lot of seating, and my son sometimes is with me, and he has witnessed this, the next person that comes in can't seem to find a seat away from me. They have to find a seat right next to me, and it just drives me crazy. And my son notices it, and he tells me, "Dad, settle down," because he knows I'm boiling up inside. It's a grievance. So I just wanted to share those two. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Alex.
No problem, Tim. Merry Christmas.
Thank you,
to
Tim.
You. That's an offshoot of the urinal issue that men often suffer. When you have multiple urinals in a public bathroom, and you try to observe the one urinal space in between you and the other urinator, and somebody will come up and stand at the stall right next to you when there are several of them open for, I would give me my personal space, please. I see this all the time at, you know, I go to a lot of minor league baseball games, and unless it's the 4th of July or it's a really great giveaway or something, the place is never completely packed. And you sit there and you think, oh, this is great. I've got the entire row to myself. And someone will choose, are those your tickets? No, we just chose to sit here. Right on top of your lap. I'm sorry. Am I a fat man? Yes, I am. Am I a fat man wearing a red and white suit? Is it near December 25th? No, I'm just a fat guy sitting here. Please don't sit on my lap. 319-366-1600.
What about when you're in an empty stadium and you choose a place to sit away from people and you're sitting in people's seats and they come up and they're like, sorry, you're in my seat?
I hate doing that. And I've done that a couple times, and if they've got the tickets, then I move. Yeah, it's kind of a jerk move to begin with, but sometimes you just assume, okay, it's the fourth or fifth inning, people aren't coming.
Yeah, but then there's nobody in the stadium, and I'm not talking about the first row. You're just kind of trying to spread out a little bit.
Here's the deal. Some people are very, very either superstitious or they take ownership of their seat. Like, that's their seat. They watch every game from that. It's no different than watching games at a certain location on your couch at home. Everybody has different rituals. So if somebody wants to sit in a specific seat to watch the game, more power to them. 319-366-1600. Fresh from Marion's grievance, Giancarlo Stanton not waiving his no-trade clause to go to the St. Louis Cardinals. Yeah, but you guys are going to wind up with Josh Donaldson and Marcelo Zuna. You're going to come out of this just fine. The Johnny Paycheck rule. Johnny Paycheck used to always say you got to drive fast enough so that when you go off the road into the ditch, you will pop out of the ditch going, well, probably in the wrong lane at that point, but you would still be heading forward. 319-366-1600 is Quentin. Yeah, Quentin in Cedar Rapids is up first, and then we'll get to Ryan. Quentin, what's your grievance?
All right, let's start this off. I'm not a Patriots fan by any means. I'm a diehard Eagles fan.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Yes, sir. But when fans get upset when rules are enforced that they may not know about or agree with the Patriots, like when the tight end didn't make that catch in that big game they just had, and people were mad saying that the Patriots were cheating from it. No, it actually followed the letter of the law, the way the rule's written. It's just people are mad because it happened to the Patriots, and it seems like they catch all the breaks.
It's a good one. Let's go to Ryan in Walford. Ryan, what's your grievance?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What's up, Ryan?
Good. Hey, I guess mine, since the holidays are coming up with all the leftover food there'll be, is I run down to get a plate of leftover food and ask the fiance if she wants any, and then come back up after she says, no, I don't want any food. And then, you know, 75% of your plate gets eaten by the girlfriend.
Completely relatable for a lot of people out there. 1577 says Iowans can't learn how to drive in a roundabout. That's, signed, an Iowan.
That's not unique to Iowa.
I watched. They put in several roundabouts in Johnson County within the last couple years. And there's one right by Walmart as you're going to Costco. If you've spent any time in the area, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And I watched a little old lady. It's not always a little old lady, but a lot of times. And if I have to single out a group to talk about specifically on this program, little old ladies, probably an extremely small part of the demographic that could be listening right now. I watched her approach the roundabout and the yield sign, and I thought to myself, this is going to go one of two ways. And before I could even complete the thought in my head, she turned left.
Oh, no.
Now, technically, she got to where she was going, but she's lucky that somebody wasn't coming in the opposite direction. I don't know why roundabouts are so difficult. They're all over Europe, and you put them in. And I know when they put the one in near Mount Vernon on Highway 30, it still to this day perplexes people. You slow down, and you either enter the roundabout or you yield and wait your turn. Not that difficult, but apparently it is. Gary in Cedar Rapids, let's talk. What's your grievance?
Oh, are you talking to me now?
Yeah, Gary, go ahead.
My grievance is about the catch rule where you have to hit the ground, maintain control. Even if you've already made a football move, I want to know why when you're running a quarterback sneak or a goal line play, you can stretch the ball across the end zone. It can be knocked loose. But if you've broken the plane, it's a touchdown. Shouldn't the same rule apply?
I share your frustration, Gary, and I know I'm not the only one because I was watching that Pittsburgh-New England game, and I know what I saw, and I don't know what the rule is stating there, but that's a problem when a major tenet of your game is such a gray area where, and especially in that moment in those two teams, and it decides the outcome of the game. We should have to rename this. The airing of the grievance is not related to the catch rule, because I think right now most people are like, the catch rule, we get it, it stinks. So does losing Dick Enberg. We'll talk a little bit about that before 7 o'clock as well. Let's keep it here. Kyle's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa women beat Drake last night 79-66 to finish the non-conference schedule with a record of 12-1, their best start since 2010. Megan Gustafson led the way with a 27-point, 12-rebound performance, her NCAA leading 12th double-double, and Mackenzie Meyer tied a career best with 21 points. Lexi Civilian got her first start at point guard in place of the injured Tanaya Davis, and she scored 12 points. The Hawkeyes are going to begin Big Ten play at Wisconsin next Thursday. The Iowa men have a date hosting Colorado tonight and their last chance to get a win over a Power 5 team in the non-conference schedule, but the Buffaloes come in playing well with a record of 8-3. Interestingly, both teams have already squeezed in losses to South Dakota State. Tip-off is going to be at 8 o'clock. The UNI women pulled off an upset last night over Kansas State, 72-71. The game was tied at 62 with just under 3 minutes remaining, but consecutive threes by Kennedy Kirkpatrick provided just enough separation to hold off the Wildcats and get the win. The Panthers moved to 4-7 with two of their wins coming over Power 5 teams. Tonight at 5:50, 107.5 FM, the North Gym is going to leave our show to pick up a boy-girl doubleheader between Edgewood Colesburg and Cedar Valley Christian. But after our show's over, we're also going to have a huge game for the UNI Panthers as they go for the upset over ninth-ranked Xavier. It'd be the crown jewel on what's already been a stellar non-con schedule, and you'll be able to hear it on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, set to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, but be listening. Between now and 7 o'clock tonight, you can take home our final $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa. They've got two locations in Cedar Rapids, and if you check them out online, you can purchase a gift certificate directly through their website. You don't even need to leave your house and go in to purchase the gift certificate. Guys, that's a hint for you who suddenly realize over the next day or so that you didn't buy your wife, girlfriend, significant other something. You can, as long as you have a printer at home, fix the problem. We'll head to Sioux Falls to check in with Gary next.
AutoZone presents the Oil Change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, you can get more savings out of more miles with great deals on oil and an oil filter. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. When Todd McShay released his first mock draft for the upcoming NFL draft next spring, he had the Denver Broncos at number 5, selecting quarterback Josh Allen. Well, wouldn't you know it, for today's bowl game, that the head chief of the Denver Broncos, John Elway, is in attendance at Boise, Idaho, watching Josh Allen in person. Likely Allen's final game, and well, Mr. Elway is enjoying what he's seeing. 8 of 13 for Allen, only 122 yards for 3 touchdown passes. Wyoming at the famous Idaho Potato Bowl on the blue turf of Boise has got a 27-7 lead, 1:13 to go in the second quarter. It is game 2 of a doubleheader. Earlier today, Ohio beat UAB 41-6. This was over before it started. The story for the UAB Blazers was just for the fact that they got to a bowl game. They were selected to finish 130th because this was their first year playing football after a 2-year hiatus. NBA tonight, Warriors host the Lakers. Draymond Green's expected to return. It's yours on ESPN TV.
No matter what your budget is, take the JCPenney Holiday Challenge and find surprising gifts at even more surprising prices. Save on toys, apparel, and name brand gifts your family will love. Come in the store or go to jcp.com and get everything on your list for less than you think. JCPenney.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Time's almost up to use your flex dollars. So stretch them during the Nike and Longchamp trunk shows at McDonald Optical December 27th and 28th. Come see all the sharp looks from these two brands and save 30% on trunk show frames. This is a great time to polish your look and stretch those flex dollars. So don't miss the Nike and Longchamp trunk shows at McDonald Optical December 27th in their new space inside the Iowa City Marketplace and December 28th in their downtown location. McDonaldOptical.com.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event. It's the last chance to get our best offer of the year. 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Start the new year with a new Ford car, truck, or SUV. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 Ford credit cash back. This exclusive holiday offer ends January 2nd, 2018, so don't wait. Best selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, F-150 Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by January 2nd, 2018. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Book your next business trip at Upside.com and you'll get two amazing gifts this holiday season. A free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones and the gift of a better business travel experience. Upside's customer service specialists are available on demand by chat, phone, and email to make sure your business trip goes smoothly. Plus, they have great prices, too. Go to Upside.com and use code BOMONI to get your free Bose SoundLink wireless headphones. Upside.com, you deserve a better business trip. Headphones available while supplies last. Must be first Upside purchase. $600 minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Successful organizations have experts. Marketing experts, finance experts, logistics experts, but few have cloud experts. Fortunately, CDW has cloud experts. Lots of them. CDW Cloud Consulting Services can help your company develop smart, strategic cloud solutions. They'll work within your budget and requirements to help your company get ahead of the competition and maximize your cloud investment. Visit cdw.com/cloud to learn more about our cloud consulting services. CDW. People who get it.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
4:36, welcome back in. We will continue to air grievances as we move forward into hour number two. Love it or leave it on the way as well in the 5 o'clock hour. Spencer Petras, future quarterback of the Iowa Hawkeyes, possibly, is joining us tonight at 6 o'clock as well. Inside the Big Hour, brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com also set to join the program later as well. A couple bowl games being played today, including the one going on right now, the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Wyoming, a 27-7 lead over Central Michigan right now. And joining us, our first guest of the day. Excited to have him on, and more excited to know that he is going to be calling the action for the Hawkeyes in New York City at next Wednesday's Pinstripe Bowl. It's the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes himself, Gary Dolphin. Gary, how you feeling?
Hey, Todd. Good to be on with you. First off, you guys, I'm feeling okay. You know, obviously, I'm probably pushing the envelope a little bit in the comeback attempt here, but you don't really know how much you miss a product until you're not stocking the shelves. And having to sit and listen and watch the Drake game last Saturday convinced me that I need to be there. Not that they're going to win or lose on my call, but I got to get back sooner and later. So gave it a shot Tuesday night, the Southern Utah game. And, you know, the leg was throbbing a little bit from time to time. I was alternating, elevating it to putting it on the floor and got through it. And, I every day's better. The surgery was just a week ago this afternoon. So I think talking to doctors, they say from here on out, you know, you should feel better every day. And that doesn't mean I'll be chucking the pain pills anytime soon, but looking forward. The real key was being able to fly out to New York to do the Pinstripe Bowl. As you guys know, I'm a lifelong Yankee fan for a variety of reasons, but I'd rather be calling a baseball game in Yankee Stadium. But that's a little bit beyond my window of reach now, so we'll settle for an Iowa victory over Boston College.
What's this experience going to be like for you? As we mentioned, I wanted to have you on because you are a lifelong Yankees fan and one of the few people who's really looking forward to this game. A lot of people are kind of indifferent about it, but what's that going to be like for you to sit there in a radio booth at Yankee Stadium and call an event?
Well, the first thing I'll think of probably, and I know Dick Enberg's passing today. I get asked often, who did I try to imitate or emulate or hero-wise and growing up wanting to be a radio play-by-play man? And Dick Enberg always came up in my view. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, Dick was really in high gear with his career. And I always remember Dick Enberg and Billy Packer calling the Notre Dame ending UCLA's, I think it was an 88-game win streak back in the 70s. And he was on the call of the Houston upsetting at Jabbar and UCLA in the championship for the Final Four. things like that. And then, but I'll probably think of Mel Allen, Todd, for one. You know, I'm a huge baseball fan, period, not just a Yankee fan. I just love the game of baseball. I was fortunate enough to call 5 years of minor league play-by-play in the old Midwest League a few years back when Dubuque had a franchise, and just always loved doing baseball games. So I'll think I'll probably have a baseball mindset. You might hear a few terms in the football game that refer to baseball. And I was talking to Kirk Ferentz about this. And, you know, he grew up a huge Pittsburgh Pirate fan, and he's equally excited to be in a baseball stadium playing a bullet game. Maybe not to the degree I am because it's a stadium. But I'll think about all the great announcers, not only announcers, but all the great announcers sat in that same press box, and all the great players that have run across that field, from Babe Ruth to Mickey Mantle to Yogi to Whitey Ford, to all the way back to Lou Gehrig. And so I'm a history buff. I love nostalgia, and no doubt that'll get incorporated into the broadcast before the day's over.
Gary, what do you think of kind of the business-like mentality heading into this bowl game? I know a lot of people are talking about the bowl streak, and you every bowl game's different, the length of time that a team will spend in the bowl location. But this year it seems like Kirk and his staff and the players kind of want to get in, get the win, and get out.
Yeah, but don't misread that. It is as much to do about movability as anything. And I've talked to a couple of college or Big Ten coaches that have been there. Pat Fitzgerald, as an example, at Northwestern last year, they ended up the last 2 days. They were so frustrated with being unable to get to practice sites and to be able to keep the team on schedule. They were so frustrated that they ended up doing walkthroughs in gym shorts in the hotel ballroom the last day or two before they played. I can't remember who they played last year. I think it was Duke, perhaps. But if you can imagine, and you know, I'm sure you guys have been there for basketball. I've been there now, whether it be 3 or 4 times for basketball, whether it be the NIT or the NCAA. The last three or four of the last 5 years. And I know how difficult it is getting a basketball team and everybody in one bus around Manhattan to wherever you're going to practice. I just can't imagine 5 buses. And it would be a minimum of 5 buses with players and administrators and coaches and trying to get to practice. So I think the idea there, Alex, was that Kirk wanted to treat this like a regular road trip. And that doesn't diminish the value or the importance of it. But he just knew logistically how difficult it would be. Now they can still ring the bell on Wall Street, and he's very respectful for the bowl and what they provide outside of the football game. And so they'll do the 9/11 memorial, and they'll do Broadway and Radio City Music Hall, and ring the bell all in a span of 2 or 3 days versus the normal 6 or 7.
No leg kicks for you at Radio City Music Hall while you're out there after the surgery recovery.
This might set live entertainment back at least 3 decades if I tried to do a leg kick next week. Trust me.
Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of
maybe
the...
Maybe at Carmine's.
Play-by-play voice
Carmine's
of the Hawkeyes.
Or the
hey, if you can get us if you can get a table at Carmine's, I'll be a plus one. I'll beg for table scraps along with you. We found out...
Let me tell you something. Podolak can get a table anywhere. He's a former Kansas City Chief, and there are still Jet fans that just drool when they see Podolak in New York City.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure the feeling is mutual with Ed heading to New York City. I'm looking forward to this trip. It brings back some memories of previous bowl trips around the Christmas holiday. But by the way, when are you guys heading out? What day will you make the trip out there?
The team is going out on the 24th, and I was planning on doing that Christmas Eve day. And then this little knee injury, I thought, what the heck, I'll spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with my 2 granddaughters and then go out early on the morning of the 26th with the other 2 charters that will be headed out there. 7 o'clock, I think they leave on the morning of the 26th. And what's nice about this is, yeah, it's a short turnaround, but they're not coming back until like 5 o'clock the afternoon of the 28th. So for the folks, the fans that are doing the charter, they will get in there maybe, I don't know, noon on the 26th. And there's some activities that evening. They've got all day game day, and then they'll have all day on the 28th to roam Manhattan, Times Square, you know, head on up to St. Pat's and say a prayer for Bramall Camp. You know, all those wonderful things that are usually on most every tourist's schedule. And then head out on 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. And that's good. I'll just get back and get ready for Northern Illinois basketball the next night.
Yeah, I'm heading out at 5 o'clock on the 28th, too, but I think it's the other 5 o'clock, Gary. We found out earlier this week that Alaric Jackson is not going to play. They're going to shift Tristan Wirfs over to the left side. Levi Paulson will fill the gap on the right side. Any concern there that that's going to mess with some chemistry for Akram Wadley, who I think a lot of people are expecting, a New Jersey kid going back home to that area, going to have a big game, but suddenly now you've got that offensive line jumbled up again, especially after that back half of the season where we really kind of saw that unit finally gel?
Yeah, that's a great point. To me, that's if it's not the top storyline heading into the game, it's top three. If you're asking me, I've got a lot of concern about it, because we just saw a comfortability level of Wirfs and Alaric. Now, A.J. had been there all year, most of the year, but Tristan now is being asked to jump to the other side. So clearly they feel he is the best tackle for that blindside position of Nathan Stanley. And Levi Paulson, it's time now for some of these sophomores and juniors to step up and make a statement. I think Paulson's been ready for a while. He just got beat out by better players, at least at this time, moment in time. But you're right. I really like the way Ross Reynolds and Keegan Render, and obviously Daniels and Sean Welsh speak for themselves. But those two young tackles were really starting to settle into a good groove. And I remind people, look, that bad stretch they lost to Wisconsin, maybe the best defense in America, and they lost to an all-out blitzing Purdue team where the offense, other than missed assignments on the line, were dropping passes and running backs were missing blitzing linebackers. And that was just a woeful day for the offense from a blocking scheme. But on balance, they play pretty doggone good for first-year players really thrown into the fray. And now you're disrupting that chemistry. You know, what chemistry they build up, you're disrupting again. So I have a huge concern about that going in. Now, this is Wisconsin's defense. They're giving up 5 yards, 4.5 yards per rush. So I think whether or not AJ's out there or not, Todd, you're going to see a lot of Akram Wadley inside the tackles. I think you're going to see a lot of James Butler because of this move. Butler really showed flashes the last couple weeks of the season. They're really not going to change their game plan. They'll flip Akram out to a slot receiver and try and get him in space. This is a defense that Iowa can move the ball on and score points despite the disruption in the line.
Gary, I think that the Josh Jackson story has been absolutely incredible, going from kind of a sub-package cornerback to a unanimous All-American this year. In your time announcing this team, or really announcing it all, can you remember a similar story?
Yeah, I can remember a similar story. One would be Desmond King not too terribly long ago. You know, Desmond wasn't that five-star glistening recruit that everybody wanted coming out of Detroit. And Josh reminds me a lot of that storyline. Now, they're certainly built differently. The only other player, and I've said this publicly, that Josh Jackson reminds me of, and I was covering Iowa then, I certainly wasn't play-by-playing Iowa then, is Merton Hanks. He's got the gooseneck, he's got the big hands, the long fingers, polite, articulate young guy who is just one heck of a football player. And is he as good as Merton Hanks? Well, time will tell. I mean, Merton Hanks went on to win a couple Super Bowls and an all-pro career with the 49ers. But I would say Merton, there are some others, different type storylines. Sean Considine came out of nowhere. I'm trying to keep it limited to Iowa defensive backs. Bob Sanders, of course, I think he had two offers, Miami of Ohio and somebody else out east. But, Chad, to your point, Josh is one of the top five stories, I think, in college football this year. When you're up there crowding Niall Kinnick and others for the single season interception record, you're in some rarefied air, and good for Josh. He deserves all this success. Whether or not he comes back, that's his call. We'll know obviously next week, but I sure hope he comes back. But if you don't, I think that's another reason why you saw a lot of Geno Stone and Hankins and some of the other true freshmen in that secondary next year. So if he doesn't come back, I think the Iowa secondary is going to be just fine, but they would be terrific with him returning.
Where's the first stop at Yankee Stadium? Monument Park?
No. I have not been in the new stadium, Todd. So I'm just going to kind of take it in. I have been to Monument Park. This will be maybe my sixth or seventh visit to Yankee Stadium. I was in the original Yankee Stadium back in the late 60s, early 70s. And when they renovated it once or twice, I went back for a visit. And then last time I was there to watch the Yankees play was, I think, 2008, 2009, somewhere in there. Actually, it couldn't have been 2009 because that was the first year for this new stadium. So it had to be 2008. And I'll look for. I'm anxious to see what a Heineken's cost. It was $8 a glass when I was there 10 years ago. I'm guessing it's probably 12 or 13 by now. But I'll start with the. I guess they have a phenomenal showcase of all the great Yankee stars, historically speaking, in now the front walkway. I've done the virtual tour online. And I'll work my way out to Monument Park. The unique thing, I've heard this, I don't know if you guys have heard this, that this is the best bowl of them all when it comes to player swag and gifts. And I did not realize that the Yankees actually own this bowl. I thought it was New Era, but they're in partnership with New Era, the baseball cap. And I guess they just keep gobs of bags of goodies on the players and coaches and go figure that the Yankees would do it the right way. But I'll start in the front of the building and work my way out to Monument Park.
Yeah, that interactive display you're talking about gets really interesting when you get to the Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich part of Yankees history. Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice.
You always got to try and rub it in at some point.
That's a walk-off. I'm trying to walk off here, Gary. In all seriousness, saw that tweet this morning and was very excited that you're going to be able to make the trip, and we'll catch up a minute or two out in New York City. I'm looking forward to seeing you out there.
You bet, guys. Thanks for having me on, and let's hope the Hawks can get a win tonight here at this phenomenal facility, the Pentagon out here in Sioux Falls.
From the Sanford Pentagon to New Yankee Stadium, Gary Dolphin, play-by-play voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Merry Christmas, Dolph.
Yeah, happy holidays to you guys. Take care.
4:52, we'll step aside, take a quick break. For those of you who may not have caught the reference, in the 1970s, the New York Yankees had two pitchers, Fritz Peterson and Mike Kekich, who traded wives and families. Yes, it was a real thing.
That's right. Mark Dukes told us about that, or at least told me about it, because you already knew.
Yeah, traded families.
Apparently at least one of them regretted it.
I want to say it was Mike Kekich.
So that, only one of them regretted it.
Yeah, what does that tell you about the other guy? 319-366-1600. Love it or leave it is on the way. We'll kick off hour number two, a big board update around the corner, and your last chance to take home a $50 gift card to Elevate Salon and Spa sometime before 7 o'clock tonight as well. Plus, if we get some more time, we'll open the phone lines back up for more airing of the grievances. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn after this.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to kgymradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great, and we want to help get the word out. KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Treat her right this season with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. Choose from any of the Salon and Spa packages or let Elevate help you customize the perfect gift. Elevate her holiday with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa. Edgewood Station Southwest and in Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. Stop in and the Elevate staff will be happy to help you, or feel free to order online at ElevateSalons.com.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
27-32 on the Hertine and Stocker text line is Mike from Marengo. He says, my outlook on the Pinstripe Bowl has turned around. Gary Dolphin back behind the mic where he should be. Gary and Ed, and you heard, I think he gave me the tip there to get any table that I want. I just got to call up and pretend that I'm Ed Podolak. Tell him, yeah, the name's Podolak, as in Ed. And I can get a table anywhere
Ferris
I want
Bueller style.
In New York City, yes.
Abe Froman.
Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago. I can't do, I'm not going to do, that's adventure into Chris Hassel territory if I started to do an Ed Podolak impersonation. But we'll see what's going to be on tap. It's such a quick trip in and out. Come in on Christmas, and very few things are open on Christmas. And then you've got the 26th, which is going to be pretty busy with work-related stuff. And the game's on the 27th, and then 5 a.m., wheels up from Newark, headed back to the Midwest to be on the air on Thursday the 28th. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way. All three frequencies right now, 1600 a.m., 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids. That is set to change, though. Coming up next hour, 107.5 FM. We'll duck out a little early for high school doubleheader action tonight. Kyle's going to tell you a little bit more about that. Kyle? Oh, yeah, he's right here. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa women beat Drake last night 79-66 to finish the non-conference schedule with a record of 12-1, their best start since 2010. Megan Gustafson led the way with a 27-point, 12-rebound performance, her NCAA-leading 12th double-double, and Mackenzie Meyer tied a career best with 21 points. Lexi Civilian got her first start at point guard in place of the injured Tanaya Davis, and she scored 12 points. The Hawkeyes are going to begin Big Ten play at Wisconsin next Thursday. The Iowa men have a date hosting Colorado tonight and their last chance to get a win over a Power 5 team in the non-conference schedule, but the Buffaloes come in playing pretty well with a record of 8-3. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The UNI women pulled off an upset last night over Kansas State, 72-71. The game was tied at 62 with just under 3 minutes remaining, but consecutive threes by Kennedy Kirkpatrick provided just enough separation to hold off the Wildcats and get the win. The Panthers now move to 4-7 with two of their wins coming over Power 5 teams. Tonight at 5:50, 107.5 FM, the North Gym is going to leave our show to pick up a boy-girl doubleheader between Edgewood-Colesburg and Cedar Valley Christian. But after our show's over, we're also going to have a huge game for the UNI Panthers as they go for the upset over ninth-ranked Xavier. It'd be the crown jewel on what's already been a stellar non-conference schedule, and you'll be able to hear it on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym.
Just taking a look here at some of the Yankee Stadium concessions offerings. It looks pretty good, but they don't have any of the prices listed.
I wonder why.
Get yourself a tape measure cheese stick.
For the low price of $27.
There's a breakfast cart, too. Don't know whether that's going to come in handy or not at 4:15 Central Time, 5:15 Eastern Time, when that game kicks
Probably
off
not.
Next Wednesday. We will pick up ESPN's coverage here at 3:30 next Wednesday. Hour number two kicks off with Love It or Leave It next, the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, our final show before Christmas. Merry Christmas. Stick around.